Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to tell us about the annual Christmas tree and wreath sale, you know, the one in the Fred Meyer parking lot. So on the line with me are some local high school students and their coach as well. I'll have each of them introduce themselves and answer a question or two. Emma, let's start with you. Would you please introduce yourself and tell me which school you go to?
Hi, I'm Emma. I go to TM.
And are you... Go ahead.
I don't know if there's anything else.
Are you a swimmer or a diver or both?
Yeah, I'm a swimmer and I'm in 12th grade.
Okay. Can you tell me, how did the swim and dive team come to be in charge of the Christmas tree and wreath sale?
The GDHS Swim and Dive team has been running the annual Christmas tree sales fundraiser for the past 25 years. When Thunder Mountain opened in 2008, the GDHS Swim and Dive Booster Club invited TMHS athletes to join in the fundraiser efforts, and the Christmas tree sale has been a successful joint effort for the past decade. From its humble beginnings in the 1990s, the fundraiser has grown to include 4 species of trees in several different sizes, as well as wreaths for sale in the Juno community.
And is the sale run all by you and your teammates?
Yeah, it is.
All right. So you guys do the loading and the unloading and the checking out and the collecting of the money and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks for that, Emma. Noah, you're next. Would you please introduce yourself and tell me which school you go to?
I'm Noah Losby, and I go to Thunder Mountain.
And are you a swimmer or a diver?
I'm a swimmer.
So, Noah, can you tell me a little bit about how this tree and wreath sale benefits your school and your swim and dive team?
The Thunder Mountain Christmas tree sales, or the Thunder Mountain JD Christmas tree sales, benefits the team financially, primarily for travel, but it also helps us buy gear and other equipment. And we also have scholarship programs to help swimmers be able to participate. And I'd also like to thank AML and Fred Myers for supporting us through this, because we couldn't do this without them.
What kind of support did they give you guys?
Fred Myers lets us use their parking lot really generously, and AML helps us with shipping the two crates. Shipping a lot of the trees. They do that. They handle that really well.
And how important is travel to being a part of the swim team?
I think travel is a very large aspect of what makes a lot of the season really fun. This year we haven't been able to, but we've been trying to supplement that with other COVID-friendly activities that we could do that have also been fun. But hopefully next year the team can travel.
I like that they use the proceeds for scholarships as well. That's nice. Okay, August, it's your turn now. Please introduce yourself and tell us your school and your team.
Hey, I'm August Kiesling. I'm a senior this year at TM, and I'm a swimmer. I'm a captain, as are Noah and Emma.
Thank you. And I was wondering if you could give us some details about the sale. When does it start? When does it end? How can we get our tree?
Yeah, so we're going to be running out of the Fred Meyer parking lot, and we start the day after Thanksgiving. So that's Friday, November 27th. We run from Monday to Friday, 5 to 7 p.m., and on weekends from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. until all the trees are gone.
And do you expect the trees to sell out? How long do you think you'll have? How long do you think the sale will last?
We're not quite sure about this year, especially since it's a bit of an interesting year. But usually, we have everything sold by around Christmas Eve. Obviously, you know, first come, first serve with some of the tree sizes and variety, but we do sometimes keep stuff going for quite a while.
Got it. Well, that sounds like fun. And you guys will be busy working the sale that whole time.
Yes.
Austin, are there any COVID-related restrictions that we need to know before we come out and do our tree shopping?
Actually, this year we're offering a couple of options for people in case they're a little worried about the situation. Obviously, we'll be running it as safe as we possibly can. But if people so want, they can actually call in and order online. So we'll be able to, you know, do all those orders like virtually instead of them having to come in and pick up their tree. However, paying by cash and coming in, getting your tree is totally still an option.
That's great. I also see there's an optional home delivery for an additional fee.
Yes. Yes, there is. We'll have people, probably myself included, able to, during a certain time frame, take trees and deliver them to people in case they feel like they don't want to leave their home and they feel uncomfortable.
Oh, that's a really nice service that you guys offer. And even I would appreciate something like that because I don't know how I would fit a tree in my little car. So thank you. Well, thank you all for speaking to me about this Christmas tree and wreath sale. Is there anything else that we need to know? You guys can just chime in.
You can order online at jdswim.org.
All right. Thank you for that. And that's probably a good place to get all the other information, too. I've got a flyer in my hand, and those are probably up around town. But I imagine that's where you go to find information online. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. August, Emma, Noah, great job. Thank you so much for joining me today. And have a great time and lots of luck with your tree and wreath sale this year. We'll see you at Fred's.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.